All right, everybody, welcome in. It is the Stick and Hack program. I'm your host, Adam Grubb, the Hack, Mike Ryan, the Stick, and this is the worst of 2020. Now, there was a lot of worst of moments just throughout the year in life, but there were several to choose from here from the show. Last time we did the best of, this time we did the worst of, Stick and Hack. Get it? Man, we are clever. Let's kick things off with basically the four top moments in my mind of embarrassing moments of the Stick and Hack show. That would be a movie I've never seen, a discussion with a blind golfer, a terrible game with Matt Lake, and my impressions. Here's batch one of worst of the Stick and Hack show. Groundhog Day.
Stick.
Stick, 100%. Yeah. Crimson Tide.
Stick.
Stick. Shawshank Redemption.
Goat. Stick.
Never seen it.
Shut up.
I promise you, I've never seen it. I know. I do understand the issue. Look at you. I understand the issue. I have never seen it.
I'm like almost. I'm borderline tears.
I've never seen it.
How have you?
I watch movies all the time, and I've never seen that movie.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Well, we're watching Shawshank Redemption this weekend, then.
And then yes. Notting Hill. We'll have a sure. Nice weekend.
I like it.
Jeremy points to know he's a husband, a golfer, and legally blind. And there's a good chance that he is better than you. And he joins us now on the Stick and Hack show. Jeremy, welcome in to the Stick and Hack program. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for getting up early out there in the West. You're in San Diego, so we do appreciate your early rise this morning. Jeremy, you heard that story about De Los Santos. It mirrors yours in a way where almost the same age, something catastrophic and tragic happened to you. You might not think of it that way now, but at the time, it was pretty astounding. You lost your sight. Tell us a little bit about that first. First of all, let's just to get it out on the record here. What is your current handicap?
I'm blind.
Right. Right.
That's my handicap.
Oh, God. I think we might.
You kind of walked into that one.
Well, I didn't mean to. I was trying to get some things on the record here, Mike. Maybe edit me. All right. So the game is in or out, and that's of our foursome. So there's three of us. And if we are going to be asking in or out of this person is completing our foursome. Okay. And these are TV characters. All right, here we go. In or out, Mike will go with you first on each one of these, and then Matt, and then I'll answer, okay?
Okay.
In or out on the Stick and Hack show. In or out, TV characters, Chandler Bing.
Chandler Bing's an in for me, yeah.
Matt?
Honestly, I don't know who that is.
First name out of the box.
There it is. From Friends.
From Friends.
He's one Chandler of the characters Bing. From Friends. Chandler Bing.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that show. Default out.
Hold on a second. We might cancel the game. You've never seen an episode of Friends?
Never have. No. So when I was in the military, I was for 6 years. I lived in Japan. So there's a stretch of time that I don't know anything.
Just pulled the military card on me. What the hell am I supposed to do now? How am I supposed to get out of this one, Mike?
That's fantastic.
Dear God, the parachute's a knapsack.
That was just an example.
I feel like a jerk. Second, Homer Simpson.
I'm going to say out on Homer for golf.
Matt?
I'd say in, but only for 9 holes. That's about all I could take.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I say out as well, Mike. I'm with you. Homer doesn't do much for me. Don Draper.
Don Draper, he's in. I think Don Draper's in, yeah.
All right, so Matt, I just want you to give me give me a thumbs up here if you know who they are, and nothing if you don't. That way I don't embarrass you again. Don Draper, do you know who Don Draper is? All right, he's from Mad Men.
See, he's, okay. it's
right, this is exactly what I was feeling. Don Draper from Mad Men, he's in 100%. Not even a question. One of the coolest cats in America, and one of the coolest characters. And he'll talk about advertising and marketing all day. And I'm in. And he'll have his Chesterfields, and he'll be rocking and rolling. Tony Soprano.
I'm going to go out because I don't really want to give him the possibility of wanting to have me like off.
Right. Right. I say out as well.
Matt? Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely out. Because you feel like you have to lose to him, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That's a good point. Yes. In or out TV characters here on the Stick and Axe show. We are 2 for 4 with people that Matt knows so far. There's no chance you know who this is. So this will be great. Leslie Knope.
Leslie Knope. I'm going to say in.
Yeah.
In like for me. Entertaining. Yes.
Yeah. Matt, the obligatory doesn't know who that is. I can tell by his face. She's from Parks and Rec. Parks and Recreation.
Yep.
Okay. So she's out by default.
Yep.
Okay. Fonzie. Out.
I'm going to go out on Fonzie.
God.
Fonzie's the worst. Way out of Fonzie. I feel like Fonzie would be like too cool. Think he's too cool to play golf, so he would just be not even interested.
Right.
So.
And with our foursome, there's already somebody who's too cool. We can't have two of us.
That is true. Who? What? Say that again.
Saul Goodman. Breaking Bad, for those of
I'm
you
gonna who go don't know. I'm going to go in.
Yeah.
Actually, I do know this one, and I would say in as well.
Okay. All right. Saul Goodman is in. Lemon.
I'm in. I'm in with Liz Lemon. Yeah.
In for me, Liz Lemon. 30 Rock, Matt. She is Tina Fey in 30 Rock.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really watch a whole lot of TV, so I don't know.
I know. We're starting to kind of feel that.
I read a lot. So, sorry about that.
One more time, Matt, and I'll cut you off this show. I just gave you a 22-minute plug, and you're going to come at me with the military and that you read? Give me a break. All right, David Rose.
All right, so first off, I love David Rose's character.
Yeah.
And I feel like he would have no interest in playing golf.
Zero. So I want him on our foursome for that reason.
Well, I just don't think he would look at us like we were just bothering him.
And David Rose from Schitt's Creek, no Matt, a show I guarantee you I've never even heard of. First of all, Canadian. Second of all, it is it's on a network you probably don't even get. And he's the best. David Rose is in our force, whether you want him in there or not, Matt. That's the
got it. I'll take your recommendation. Absolutely.
Thank you. All right. And last one here on In or Out TV characters, Stick and Hack foursome, with Matt, Mike, and myself, Phil Dunphy.
Phil Dunphy's in all day.
Phil Dunphy is in all day. Matt, what do you think of Phil Dunphy?
What do I have? Like Homer Simpson and Saul? I guess.
You don't know Phil Dunphy?
No way. No.
Phil Dunphy. Modern Family.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We could have said anything there.
You could have totally lied to me, and I'd have been like, okay, yeah.
Speaking of characters, you had an idea for this, and which was exciting in of itself. Now
that I had an idea. Yeah. Thanks.
Now tell me what that looks like. What are we doing?
You are going to be doing some character impressions.
Okay. All right. And what kind of character? Just made up people?
Well, they all are, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess you're a good point. It's an excellent point.
All right. All right. So first, are you ready to do this? Do you think you have this in you?
Yeah. I know I do. Sure? I know I do.
Okay. All right. So first.
Okay.
First impression. Dwight from The Office. Dwight Schrute.
Michael. It's pretty good.
It's good.
Okay, next.
Close.
Next.
How about Batman?
Ooh, there's several Batmans. I'm going to pick Christian Bale Batman.
Okay.
I'm not wearing hockey pads.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yes.
Who are you? Sound nice. Like Macho Man Randy Savage.
That was very. That was. Ooh, that, yeah. was bit, that was. I should have had that on the list. That's all right. A bonus. All right, bonus, a
bonus
impression.
Bonus impression.
Bonus impression.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Enough of that.
Sorry. once you get into Macho Man, it's hard to get out.
Slow down.
Yeah. Apologies.
Tony Montana.
Oh,
Scarface.
Scarface. Say hello to my little friend.
Sure.
Okay. So, I mean, that's everyone's impression of that is that. Go ahead.
It is.
Right, this is starting to get
this one. I'm not sure. This could be a difficult one. Okay. Marty McFly from Back to the Future.
Okay. Dunk, you're telling me that you built a DeLorean out of a time machine? That's not right. Let me reverse that.
What?
Doc, you're telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean? That's pretty damn good.
Actually, that was shockingly
pretty damn good.
That was pretty good.
All right, next.
That was pretty good. All right. About Will Hunting from Good Will Hunting. God.
All right. Do you like apples? That's awful.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples? Oh.
Sure.
God, that's bad.
That was an attempt at a Boston accent.
What were you going to do?
I don't know.
Who am I? Bill Burr?
Love him so much.
I do.
You should know how to.
How do you like them? How do you like them apples? I'm sounding like Robert Kennedy. How do you like them apples?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead. Next.
All right. All right. Let's do this one's probably one of the best character actors of all time.
Okay.
Let's do Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura. What's This is so easy. What's the line? Do not go in there. Do not go in there. Woo!
Sure.
Next. Go.
How about Diego?
This idea was only to embarrass me and make me look stupid. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
Next.
How about Diego Montoya?
Oh, and Diego Montoya. Bride. Yeah, Princess Bride.
Princess Bride. Yeah.
You killed my father and prepared that. hello, my name is Enrico Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Stop saying that. Hello.
Next. I felt like that was a cross between Inigo Montoya and Tony Montana.
It was. It's the same person.
A little bit. It's same guy. Same guy. All right. Cool.
It's not, but Manny right. Patinkin and
fair enough.
Al Pacino.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yep. How about Lebowski?
Oh, I hate that guy. I love that guy, but I can't do that. I'm going to pass that one. I'm going to pass it. White Russian, dude. Hey, dude. What does he say? It's the dude or El Duderino if you're not on the whole brevity thing. I can't do it.
Fine.
Next. How many more of these? My God.
This is the last one.
Okay.
George Bailey.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life. I got to get into this one. This one.
This
I can,
one.
This one.
This
I can
is
do.
Reaching back.
This is reaching the, back. Yeah, this is the, back in the 40s. Back characters. In the 40s. Here we go.
Yeah.
George Bailey, It's a Wonderful Life. No, Mr. Garcia, you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't. And that goes for you, too. Man, that goes for you, too. Thoughts?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's not bad.
I can do that entire scene. All right, Stick and Axe Show, worst of moments continue. Now, many people think that speaking into a microphone is easy and that speaking in general is easy. And for the majority of you out there, it probably is. For me, however, it is a challenge and a uphill climb every single time the little red light goes on that says on air. This is me not speaking very well. Yeah, kind of like that intro. All right, it's worst of Stick and Axe Show. So in New York, there was a young caddy named Eugenio Saracini. Yeah, Saracini.
Sure. Yeah.
Eugenio Saracini is how I believe it's pronounced. Guests or founders of Port of Leith Distillery, Patty and Ian, are on the program. Boys, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Exceedingly well. Thank you very much.
Good. You guys are coming to us all the way from Edinburgh. Edinburgh. What is it?
Edinburgh.
What am I saying?
You're saying Edinburgh.
You sound like you're in Germany or something like that.
It's okay.
Edinburgh. It's a borough.
Okay.
So, this roll is, that R.
All right, everybody, calm down. Yeah. This is off to a bad start.
All right. We were speaking English.
They're not from here. How about we start there? Guest today is Thomas Bastis. He's a PGA Tour agronomist. not gonna. He's in charge of grass.
Agronomist.
Thank you. Agronomist.
Good God.
That's not a word I've ever said in my life, Mike, until 8 seconds ago.
It's not that hard.
Agronomist.
Agronomist.
All right. Hey, it's the Worst of Stick and Axe Show, and we continue on here. This is the worst moments of 2020 for the Stick and Axe Show. We had to really dig deep to find these moments. I mean, because there was a lot of awesome, perfect, flawless moments of the show. But every now and then, we had some issues, and this is what this particular program is all about. You know, Mike Ryan is a stick. He is a heady golfer. He is a plus one handicap or zero handicap. I don't really care. He's a good golfer. But he also has a lot of sticky moments. What makes him a stick? What makes him tick? What makes his head spin in the ways that it spins? Well, here we go. Personality test, first eight questions, and Mike's feelings. Worst of the Stick and Axe Show 2020. The clubhouse. This is a discussion with you, Mike. Most people probably know this and listen to the show and watch it. You're a little closed in. You're not a very emotional person, right? You're just kind of are there, and that's good.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's good. You don't have that next level of like, hey, I'm really upset about this, or this really frustrates me, right? Would you agree?
Sure.
So we're gonna dig into this here to see how you feel. Okay.
Okay.
So the name of this game is How Do You Feel? So I'm gonna ask you a question. You're gonna tell me how you feel.
Yep.
How do you feel when people leave you a voicemail message?
Depends on who it is. Sometimes I'm intrigued. Other times I really don't care.
Intrigued of a voicemail message.
Curious.
Yeah. Curious as to why did you leave a voicemail message?
Yes. Curious.
Maybe just wait until I call you back. Cause I saw that you called. My phone indicated that you called.
Curious.
When somebody doesn't give you a 3-footer for bogey.
Disrespected.
Oh, okay. Now we're starting to dig in a little bit here, baby. Now we're getting somewhere. All right. How do you feel, Mike Ryan, on the runway right before takeoff?
Excited.
Because you're leaving.
Somewhere, yes.
Okay. Not nervous.
No.
Not concerned.
Absolutely not.
Not holding on to the person in 3B.
No way.
Okay. Well, you'd probably be in 30B.
I'm excited.
Be in the back.
Yep.
When somebody asks you, how was your vacation? How do you feel?
Why would they ask me that?
everybody asks that. You go on vacation and you come back to work.
It was great.
Right.
Sure.
So this was more personal for me.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So this is actually about you.
Yeah. Okay. Of course it is. Of course it is.
Right.
It annoys me. How was your vacation? Oh, I was on a beach drinking and I wasn't here. It was fantastic. You know how it was vacation.
It was great.
It's filler. I hate filler stuff.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, small talk.
Yeah. Not fun. How do you feel when you ask for something for Christmas or your birthday and you don't get it?
Unaffected.
Okay.
But that's what I Googled, and this is what I came up with. Okay.
All right.
And I need your actual answers here. Okay. What movie do you wish life was more like?
Oh.
These might be first date questions now that as I think about it.
So this is even, is that what this is?
Yeah, it's right. First asking on a first date.
Are we going Dutch?
No. I don't even know what that means.
Dutch means?
That means we pay for our own.
Yeah.
No. You pay for
your I'm buying.
Come
I'm
on.
Buying. All right, fine. What movie do I wish life was more like?
Man, yeah.
Is it like a golf movie? Does it have to be a golf movie or
Mike? This is whatever you want.
This is whatever I want. All right, let's say Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. You want life to be more like Caddyshack.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? I guess in some parts of the world it is like Caddyshack.
Sure.
On the East Coast specifically. how many phones have you broken or lost?
Oh, you know, I don't think I've ever broken a phone or lost.
No way.
I swear, I don't think I have. Maybe once, once.
All right.
I don't remember it specifically. I literally. Oh yes, no, you're right. I did lose one. I remember. Yeah, there's a really bad story behind that too, but I'm not telling it.
Okay. So the most interesting part of the show could be this story, and you're gonna pass.
Yeah, that is not going out into the public.
That's a 4-putt. what is the most useless thing you know how to do?
The mo- most useless thing I know how to do.
Yeah. This is not going well.
Teach you how to play golf.
So far, it has proven to be very
completely useless. Completely. I know how to do it, but it's
what kind totally of hidden useless. Talents do you have?
Hidden talents. I don't feel like I have any hidden talents.
Right. I would agree with that 100%. Yeah. Coming up with answers quickly is not on that list.
That's absolutely not. Quick wit is not one.
I quit answering any question in a timely manner. I did send this to you ahead of time.
Yeah, but I didn't read them because I wanted to be more spontaneous.
Why would you?
Which I clearly am not good at. So I should have. Yeah, that's fine.
What is something that most people get wrong?
That most people get wrong.
This is one of the worst segments.
Anything do it yourself, like
around the house. Yeah, right. Yeah. So fixing things around their house. The dreaded I can do that for cheaper.
I'm gonna be amazed to see like the real estate market in the next like year. People are start putting their houses up because they've done all this work to it during quarantine.
Right. And it's and
people are like, what in the hell?
All of a sudden it becomes the money pit. all right. What were you really into when you were younger, but now think is silly?
Pro wrestling, probably.
Good. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Back then it was
was the jam back then. I'm not as much into it now. I'm not saying that it's not, you know, it's fine. I'm just not into it like I was then.
But you don't think it's silly? You still? I mean, it was silly.
It's a little silly, but it's still entertaining.
Right.
But
last question. Questions for Mike. Okay. Googled questions to ask guys on a first date, and here's what we came up with. Who or what is your nemesis?
You.
Now the goal here is to see if you have a personality. No, that's not right. I apologize. The goal here is...
Well, I mean, we know the answer to that. But.
The goal here is to see if you are, in life, a stick or a hack with the personality test. Okay? Fine. All right. So I'm going to ask you some questions here, right? You're waiting in a long line.
Yep.
Do you chat with the person next to you or keep your eyes on your phone?
Keep my eyes on my phone.
Shocking. Yep. Roommates, it is great to have someone there when you get home. You'd much rather live by yourself.
I actually would go with the first one. I like to have somebody come.
She's not listening, Mike. It's okay. You can tell us the truth.
Love you, dear.
You're going on a day trip to the mountains. You plan out where to go and what to do, or you just get in the car and go?
I don't go on a day trip in the mountains, but... just get in the car and go, I guess. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't think that's accurate. Your desk is usually super organized or a jumble of everything you're working on.
Oh, super organized. Right.
If you had to choose, you'd rather be an engineer or a designer?
Traditionally, I would say I was an engineer. Right, but I actually feel like I'm actually more of a designer.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That is... All right, so what are you, two hack and three step?
I like the big picture. I don't necessarily like the, in the weed stuff.
Now, you're more interested in production and distribution or design and research?
Design and research, I would say.
For you, it's more common that your head rules your heart or your heart rules your head?
See, I'm going to go with my head.
Yeah.
Rules my heart.
No. Yeah. Why did that even take a half second?
I don't know. I was thinking about it and.
There's no reason to, except that goes to your earlier
my head. Question. They answered the question. My head was ruling. So,
you're more interested in doing things the most logical way or in the grand way of tradition?
I'm a logical guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What was that? What was that?
No,
what was that noise?
None of these are surprising to me, except for that you don't take day trips in the mountains.
We should have had Dr. Chelsea Day do this.
We should have. You're exactly right. You've been assigned a complicated task at work. You've been assigned a complicated task at work. You like to have all the relevant information before you start, or you'll have fun discovering the details as you go.
I like to have the information before I start. Yeah.
Okay. And the last one here, you're at a party with people you don't know. Yep. Do you talk and introduce yourself? Stand at the edge of the room wishing you were at home.
I actually, you wouldn't think this, but I am a mingler, but it's usually pretty forced.
That's not mingling at all.
I have to force myself to do it is what I mean.
Okay.
It's not like, it doesn't come naturally to me.
Correct. Yeah. All right. So the results are in and you are a stick in life as far as your personality is concerned.
Duh.
That's the worst of Stick and Hack Show. I'm your host, Adam Grubb, and Mike Ryan, the stick and hack, not respectively in that order. I'm the hack, he's the stick, but you don't care about that. You just want to be entertained, don't you? So in show business and in the broadcasting space, which I would put us in that loosely, there's these things you have to do called promos. And you have to showcase what's coming up on the episode. And you have to get people excited and feeling like, oh man, I need to take some time to listen to that show when it hits the airwaves. Or let me carve out a couple moments here away from my family, deep in a basement somewhere, listening to the Stick and Hack Show. Because of that, we have to do promos, and we have sometimes some issues. I guess not we, because Mike never says a word on those promos. I guess it's just me specifically. So here they are. Worst of 2020, Adam, me, not able to do a promo. Hey, it's the Stick and Hack Show. I'm Adam, and that's Mike. Stick, hack. And this week we have Mike O'Reilly, the PGA Director of Golf Operations for Whistling Straits. They had to cancel the Ryder Cup, Mike.
I know. I cried.
2020 continues to strike us right in the throat. We're going to talk to him a little bit about that, as well as play the game Stick or Hack of 2,000 bands. That's this now today. Off.
He did so well.
I was so close.
So close.
And teach them every single day. It's a great show, Mike. Plus, we play a game. Jesus. I mean, that just kept yeah. just creeping up.
Adam, and then Adam vomits. It's going to be great.
This week on the Stick and Hack Show, Mike and Adam.
Don't do anything.
Who talks about themselves?
Just sit here and stare.
Who talks about themselves in the third person?
Hey, guys.
It's the Stick and Hack Show. That's Mike and I'm Adam. This week, we talked to James Poulter, CEO of Chi-Chi Rodriguez Youth Foundation. We hear the story of Chi-Chi and his upbringing and how golf basically brought him life, right?
Absolutely.
No, it didn't. He was already alive. Doesn't make any sense. Try it again. Yeah. We also talk about old golfers. There's a 103-year-old golfer who shot his age. We tell that story as well as play In or Out with TV talk show hosts. It's an incredible show. And it's this week.
Who's Wendy Williams? Who is that?
We'll find out.
Oh, okay.
Look her up.
I still don't know who it is.
Stickandhack.com. No, f*** you, promo. All right, everybody. There you have it. The worst of moments of 2020 for the Stick and Hack Show. We promised to do a better job this year. Man, we did have an incredible year of guests and a lot of fun. Thank you very much for listening. 2021, even bigger, even better in all aspects, hopefully. For Stick and Hack. Thank you for being a member. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the Stick and Hack Nation. Happy New Year and enjoy your day. Bye.